Read verse 7. Matthew 6, verse 7. But when you pray, use not vain repetitions as the heathen do, for they think they shall be heard for their much speaking. Now, when we read this, the first thing we're going to think of
is that
we should not be repeating prayers all the time. Like 20 times behind each other, pray the same prayer. Yeah, as if God will hear us better. Yeah, when we chant prayers like 20 times. Now, where do we see things like that? For example, the Catholic Church. Yeah, they just repeat these Orthodox Church, repeat the same prayers all the time. And the ironical thing is, yeah, that these verses just come before the example prayer that Jesus gives.
And
what is one of the prayers that the Catholics would pray and the Orthodox would pray? They will repeat the example prayer over and over again. Yeah, don't use vain repetitions.
Hey, تکرارش نکنی.
And the next thing is, why don't we then repeat the example prayer? Yeah, the Bible says this is what the heathen do. Yeah, and of course, Catholics are heathen because they're not saved. Yeah, they're not Christians. They believe in false gospel. Same for Orthodox. Yeah, and we as Christians should not use vain repetitions. And of course, this is the obvious first explanation everybody thinks of when we read verse 7.
But
let me give you another application here, which I think is even a more important one. Read verses 7 and 8 of Matthew 6. But when you pray, use not vain repetitions, as the heathen do, for they think that they shall be heard for their much speaking. Be not ye therefore like unto them, for your Father knoweth what things you have need of before you ask him. Yeah, so do not use vain repetitions as the heathen do. Yeah, they think that their much speaking will just make God to hear him. Yeah, verse 8 it says, do not be like them. And then it says, for, because your Father already knows what you have need of before you ask them. Yeah, there's a reason why we should not be repeating prayers. Yeah, God already knows what we need before we ask. Now, what has it to do with praying with vain repetitions? Yeah, because when we do pray, we often bring this wish list to God. And this wish list can become a vain, repetitious prayer. God, please give me this. Give me that. I need this. I need this. I need this person to say that. And every day, it's the same list, repeated to God. That is also vain repetition.
Oh,
when do you pray? Oh, I pray every morning. Where do you pray? Oh, I pray in my balcony. Can be alone. And then I'm chanting my wish list every morning. Lord, God, this is what I want. Yeah? And that is the third lesson we need to learn before we can start.
And that's the question.
Why do we pray? Jesus says, don't you know your Father in heaven knows what you need of before you ask? Yeah, do not be like the heathen using vain repetitions. Now, sometimes when people read verse 8, they interpret it as, oh, if God already knows, then why should we pray? What's the point of prayer?
Yeah.
We need to understand why we pray. Yeah, if you think you do not have to pray because God already knows it anyway, yeah, you have a wrong view of prayer.
دیدگاه اشتباه تو.
Because you think
تو فکر
that
میکنی.
Prayer is going to God to get what you want.
اینه که بری از خدا اونی که میخوای بگیری.
Like he's Santa Claus.
مثل بابا نوئل.
Or some genie from a bottle that you can just ask stuff from.
بوله چراغ جادوئه. هی میخوای دست بزنی بیاد بیرون بهت بده.
Yeah. And I'm not saying that prayer is not asking and receiving.
دعا درخواست کردن و دریافت کردن نیست.
But we are not to reduce prayer to bringing a wish list to God.
اما دعامون جوری نیست که فقط درخواستای دعامون رو فقط به حضور خدا بیاریم. اشتباه نکنید.
And of course we can all be guilty of that.
هممون میتونیم
because we have needs,
نیاز داریم.
We have our petitions, we have these things that we want
and که می‌خوایم باید به خدا بگیم.
We can get into the habit of just giving the same list.
و برای ممکنه عادت بشه که همون لیست رو تکرار کنیم.
Yeah, starting out in the morning.
صبح شروع کنیم.
Going over your list.
God, I want these things. اینو میخوام.
Yeah, prayer is not bringing the wish list to God.
دعای ما فقط آرزوام رو به حضور خدا
بردن. God can align himself with your will and purpose.
با هدف شما و زندگی شما.
Why do we pray?
چرا دعا میکنی؟
Oh, I pray because I want God to know what I need.
من دعا میکنم که خدا بدونه من چی نیاز دارم.
God already knows.
خدا میدونه نیازت کلام خداوند.
What is the reason why we pray?
Now,
next week I will go into the answer of the question.
We're
going to continue on chapter 6.
But
we'll see that Jesus, before he's starting to teach the disciples how to pray, that he brings some things
out.
He talks about when to pray, which is the biggest problem with prayer. A lot of Christians do not have time.
Set aside to pray. وقت سواد گذاشتن برای خداوند رو نمیذاریم.
James 4:2.
یعقوب 4:2.
You lust and have not, you kill and desire to have and cannot obtain. You fight and war, yet you have not because you ask not.
طمع می‌ورزید و ندارید. می‌کشید و حسد می‌نمایید و نمی‌توانید به چنگ آیید. و جنگ و جدال می‌کنید ولی ندارید. از این جهت که درخواست
Yeah, why are your prayers going unanswered?
چرا دعا
Hey, you're not praying.
چون دعا نمی‌کنی.
You don't have answers for the when and where of prayer.
کی و کجا باید دعا کنی؟
You have not because you ask not.
نداری چون نخواستی.
Yeah, the problem is that you're not praying.
مشکل اینه که دعا نمی‌کنی.
Read the next verse. James 4:3.
Yeah,
you ask and receive not because you ask amiss. That you may consume it upon your lust.
و درخواست میکنید و نمییابید. از این رو که به نیت بد درخواست میکنید تا در لذات خود.
Yeah, when you do pray, you praying for the wrong things. You ask for the wrong things.
اشتباه دعا میکنید. اون چیزای اشتباه میخواین.
Yeah, next week we're going to continue. But here's what you need to do this week.
در مورد روش دعا این هفته ادامه بدید.
If you cannot answer the question,
اگر امروز نمیتونی جواب بدی به من,
when do you pray?
کی دعا میکنی?
You need to set a time aside.
وقت رو بذار کنار.
Every day.
هر روز.
When you will take time to talk to God.
که وقت بذاری با پدر خداوند صحبت کنی.
And it's a second thing that you need to do.
و دومی کاری که این هفته باید انجام
بدی. If you don't have a place to pray.
اگر جای دعا نداری.
A place where you can get alone with God.
جایی که تنها میشی با خداوند.
You need to figure out in place.
اونجا رو برای خود تصمیم بگی کجا باشه.
Even if it's in closet where you have to close the door.
در کمد رو ببندی بری توش قایم شی.
Make a place.
برو.
Decide where you're going to be.
جایی رو تصمیم بگی که بدونی کجا خواهی بود و کی اونجا خواهی بود که با پدر و خداوند صحبت کنی.
Yeah, you need to have a when and on where.
باید بدونیم کی
و کجا. So choose a time and choose a place.
کی و کجاشو انتخاب کنین این هفته.
And then pray.
بعد دعا کنی.
Yeah, then next week we're going to start talking about how to pray.
در مورد اینکه چگونه دعا کنی.
Yep. Amen.
آمین.
آمین.